102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with Maggie this morning. Good morning, Maggie. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
Thank you for reaching out. I understand you need our help this morning. You're going to be seeking a pardon from your daughter, Julia. Tell us what happened between you and Julia and why you need this pardon this morning.
Something pretty unexpected. I was cleaning out my garage, making room for new stuff that I have. Mm-hmm. And I have, several boxes in there that were collecting dust and kind of figured, all right, I'm going to recycle some of the stuff, get rid of it, and just make room for what, I bought this year online and everything like that.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
A lot of Amazon boxes.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
My daughter's giving me a really hard time, though, because I haven't seen her in a while, and she came home. She lives in L.A. right now, and she stopped by for the holidays, and she went into the garage and was pretty upset to find that her old baby pictures were no longer there.
Oh, you threw out her baby pictures.
Wow. Dang.
Okay.
If I had any idea she would have wanted to see them again, I figured she had every photo that she wanted to have on her phone, and she's never made a big deal about this stuff in the past. So.
Didn't you want to see them?
I have some framed, but aside from that, we basically never look at it. I thought it was a non-issue.
So you throw them out, and she's upset. What happened? You went into the garage, there was a bunch of junk there, and what did you do?
Well, I Marie Kondo'd my place. Got rid of everything I didn't want to have in there anymore.
Marie Kondo. Minimalist lifestyle.
Yeah. So you threw out some pictures of Julia when she was young, and she came over on Christmas to find them, and she was upset they weren't there.
Exactly. And I mean, these weren't even like the best pictures that we have. So I'm just so surprised that my daughter's reacting this way. I really have to tell you that.
And you also said that Julia hasn't visited you in a while. So that was one of the reasons you thought that she didn't think this stuff was, important and, it could be thrown out.
Exactly. She's got her own life going on, and to be honest, she's really not the most sentimental person. So
now the truth is coming out. Now, was no spite in it because she's not visiting you and hasn't been by in a while. There was no little mama spite
I think maybe there's a little resentment there.
I sure hope not. Like I said, she has her own thing going on, and she doesn't like me to pry too much, so it's hard for me to say.
Well, we're going to find
closed off relationship here.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to reach out, try to get Julia on the phone, and you can present your case to her, and we'll find out if she'll be willing to grant you a pardon. How is that?
Good, I think. Thank you for your help. Yes. Let's do it.
All right.
Julia, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right. I could be better.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We understand, that there's a few things going on in the family. How were the holidays for you?
They were okay, but, I'm still a little upset with my mom. And not only that, but I'm a little embarrassed that she had to go on the radio now. So not only has she hurt my feelings, but this is just a little embarrassing.
So go ahead and explain how you feel about the situation regarding your pictures.
I mean, what is there to say? I feel like anybody in my position would be hurt, and we're talking about my baby pictures here. So I come home to find that they're not there.
Yeah.
I mean, the box was completely thrown out. It's not like she did some kind of, spring cleaning in the winter where she said, okay, I'm going to get rid of a few, maybe blurry photos and then keep the good ones.
Oh, she just dumped them out. She just threw them out,
She just straight up threw them all out, and I kind of wanted them. And that's, neither here nor there, but, it's embarrassing, and I'm honestly hurt by it. Not to mention, I found a few photos of my brother there still. So
that she didn't throw out.
He must be the favorite child.
So she kept those, and she kept a few of those, and then she didn't keep any of mine.
So you think there's a little favoritism or something?
Feels like it.
I mean, I feel like there's always been favoritism. What child really knows the truth on that? But, it doesn't matter. It's just the principle of the fact that I come home to my, this house that I grew up in to find baby photos, and my mother, decides to just completely throw them out. I mean, I feel like if you guys were in the same situation, you'd feel the same, though.
Well, let's find out from your mom, Maggie, what happened. So, Maggie's on the line with us this morning. Go ahead, Maggie, talk to Julia.
Julia, I really don't want you to be upset with me, and it hurts me to hear you saying that you think that I play favorites. I mean, I love all my kids equally, so you know that.
Okay, well, actions and words. I mean, you threw out my baby photos.
Well, why'd you keep the brothers?
So, did you really want the photos, Julia? I mean, what would you have done with them, even if I had kept them?
I mean, that's not really, why does that even matter? It's my baby photos. Like, maybe I wanted to have them in LA with me. Maybe I wanted to show them to, like, a new guy I'm dating. Like, does it really matter why? I think the fact of the matter is that it wasn't your place to throw out my baby photos. And not only that, you're my own mother. So, like, why would you even want to throw them out?
That's a good point. Mom, that's what I'm saying. Don't you have any reason to go back and just, like, you know, go down memory lane?
Well, we do have home videos for that. And I understand what she's saying, of course. But I've asked her in the past. I mean, she had no interest, so I didn't even think I should check with her. Maybe I should have. Absolutely, I'm seeing that. But
so with that being said, Julia, your mom's coming to you and asking for a pardon this morning for throwing out those photos. After you talk to her, how do you feel?
I mean, I still am not really getting a clear answer as to what, I mean, since we're all just laying it out there and we're on the radio for everyone to hear, is Robert your favorite? Your favorite?
I can't even believe you would ask me that. Of course not. Of course not.
I mean, you did keep his pictures.
Well, I thought that he'd want to see them. That's why I kept them. He's my one that's a little bit more, you know, as I said, sentimental. And he's into that sort of thing.
Okay, so Julia, at this point, you got to make a decision. Are you willing to grant your mom a pardon or not?
I mean, she's my mom, so I think I'm going to obviously pardon her, but I just want you to know that that really hurt my feelings. I don't think it matters, like, how sentimental someone comes off or not. Those are my baby photos, and not only should you want to keep them, but I wanted them, and now they're just totally gone. Like, we can't take that back, so it hurt me.
Again, out of wherever they are, but I do apologize, Julie. I'm very sorry about this.
She's willing to grant you a pardon this morning, so that's good, so you guys can move forward. We appreciate you reaching out to us, Maggie. We're hoping you guys can move forward and have some harmony. This is how we do it, Bay Area. Sometimes you get a pardon, like today. Sometimes you don't. Just go to KBLX.com, click on to beg your pardon, and present your case and find out if you could be granted a pardon right here with your Dream Team on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.